As I went on to practice the Brahma Viharas, when I took them up as a practice when I came home after that solitary, I think the next thing that really struck me about myself was my reactivity. Upekkha just somehow highlights it very, very strongly. And I don't know, I probably, having been a person of extremes, it sort of felt that my reactivity could be quite extreme. And that was just such a painful time in a way, you know, just sort of really realising. Having Upekkha as, I suppose, you know, I had a growing heart wish to manifest the Brahma Viharas and equanimity in a way in particular. And then there I was reacting to all sorts of things all over the place. So, yes, I knew that had to change. I mean, it was so contracting and isolating. I did so want to change it, but obviously you might want to change things, but it's not always so easy. But I think I started to get a vision of what it could be like, you know, to be non-reactive. I mean, that's one of the things that is said about equanimity. It's non-reactive. And the vision of being like that, being free from reactivity, well, it became a very, very strong part of what drew me towards the practice. It'd just be so liberating, and, you know, I mean, indeed, it has been so liberating. I wouldn't like to claim to be totally free of it now, but it's on a much subtler level than it used to be, and that is a great relief.